This goes to Stephanie, S T E P H A N I E, boring, B like a boy, O R I N G, P A C, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Kendall, K E N D A L L, Wadle, W A D L E, date of birth 7/13/1939. Dear Miss Boring, this is a consultation for Mr. Wadle, who is sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease and proteinuria. He is here with his wife. He does have a long history of heart disease and cardiac catheterization with stents several years ago. He also has type 2 diabetes, which he tries to keep well controlled with insulin. He has known peripheral vascular disease and had a right below the knee amputation due to that. Also, he has a chronic left foot ulcer that is not infected that he does check daily, but it just has delayed healing in that area. He denies headaches, dizziness, or syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, but he does have significant reflux. It is especially bad when he drinks hot cocoa, and if he drinks that near bedtime, he will actually wake up with hot cocoa in his throat. So he may have difficulty aspirating from a supine position. He denies constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No current edema of the left lower extremity. No leg cramps or known claudication symptoms, but he does use a four-pronged cane to ambulate for stability. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease, history of myocardial infarction, type 2 diabetes on insulin, hypothyroidism, congestive heart failure, diabetic neuropathy, angina, history of osteomyelitis in the right stump, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, COPD, and hypomagnesemia. Past surgical history, he had a coronary artery bypass graft with three vessels replaced May 8th of 2018. Prostate surgery done more than 10 years ago. Cholecystectomy, right hip surgical repair, right below the knee amputation, and left leg angioplasty with stent placement. Also cardiac catheterization and stent placement. Social history, the patient does not smoke. He quit at least 12 years ago. Before that, smoked about a pack of cigarettes per day for many years. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife, and he's a retired machinist. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, thyroid disease, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies, medication list, at Lipitor, 40 milligram daily, Diltiazem extended release, 360 mg daily. Metoprolol succinate, 100 mg daily. Protonix, 40 mg daily. Plavix, 75 mg daily. Aspirin, 81 mg daily. Levothyroxine, 25 microgram daily. A multivitamin daily. Magnesium oxide, 400 mg daily. Novolog 70-30 insulin. He takes 45 units in the morning, and 60 units in the evening. Vitamin B6, one daily. a vitamin B complex, one daily, and Lotrisone cream as needed to affected areas. Physical exam, height 68 inches, weight 166 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 54. Pulse is 55. Oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with scattered expiratory wheezes bilaterally. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, non-tender. Extremities, the right lower leg is absent, and he has a prosthesis in place. Left leg, a trace of edema and erythema is noted on the anterior shin area. Brisk capillary refill, pedal pulses 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 3rd, 2023. Creatinine was 1.8, calcium 8.7, sodium 139, potassium 5.2, carbon dioxide 26, albumin 3.8, liver enzymes are normal, estimated GFR 37. He did have recheck labs on 3/28/2023. TSH was normal, 3.56. Potassium 5.1 and phosphorus 3.2. Creatinine on 9/21/22, 1.7. 7/5/22, 1.6. 1/4/22 creatinine 1.6, 9/16/21 creatinine is 1.8. February 2nd, 2023, hemoglobin 11.7, normal white count, normal platelet levels. His vitamin D 25OH level 2/2 of 23 is low at 24. Magnesium was 1.4, also low, and microalbumin to creatinine ratio 7/5 of 22 is elevated at 3.1. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels since September of 2021, most likely secondary to severe peripheral vascular disease of multiple vessels. Due to the patient's history of prostate surgery, we are going to obtain a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan, and that's been scheduled in ELMA. And we've asked him to repeat all labs this month, and that would be 3 months from the February labs, and then we will do them every 3 months thereafter. And we will have him have a follow-up visit in this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.